This is Highway Radio. Thanks for having it on. Gonzo's me, and my friend Josh Bell is here out of the movie theater and just hating everything.
Josh Bell hates everything.
That's right, including your movie.
Josh Bell hates everything.
Except me.
Whoever that guy is. Josh, good to see you again, man.
Good to be here.
Now, we've got you here to talk about movies because Endgame can't be the number one movie forever.
I mean, it could, but it probably won't be.
Eventually,
something will take over.
It will stop eventually.
Yes.
Although, I don't think A Dog's Story is going to be the one that knocks it out.
No, A Dog's Journey.
Journey, is that what it
is?
Okay, all right.
Yes.
Ready?
I'm ready.
Go, Bailey!
My name is Bailey. And this is my boy, Ethan.
You enjoying the breeze, boss dog?
I've lived a lot of lives as a lot of different dogs, but I always found my way back to Ethan.
When you come back the next time, take care of CJ. She needs you like I needed you.
Okay, so it's A Dog's Journey.
Not to be confused with A Dog's Purpose,
okay,
which is what this movie is a sequel to.
Okay.
Or A Dog's Way Home,
right,
which was an unrelated dog movie that came out a few months ago, but also based on a novel by this author, W. Bruce Cameron, who is sort of the John Grisham of dog
books. Stuff.
Yes.
All right. And we all know that all dogs also go to heaven. I believe we've established that,
yes,
right?
Okay. That is a very important fact.
Okay. So it is definitely clearly in the dog genre, the dog movie genre.
Yes, yes.
Lane.
And right, this is from this sort of dog movie kingpin here. And it is a direct sequel to A Dog's Purpose, which came out a couple years ago and involved lots of dog death. Strangely enough, because the concept of this movie is that the soul of this dog, which is voiced in a voiceover by Josh Gad, continuously reincarnates into new dogs. So the dog dies and then it's reborn and is always coming back to the humans that it loves. Dennis Quaid returns from the first movie as the boy who was a young boy at the start and grew up. And
right,
the dog keeps coming back in its new form.
Mm-hmm.
And Dennis Quaid tells the dog to take care of his granddaughter. So the dog has a new purpose
okay,
for its journey.
Mm-hmm.
And so as it becomes new dog forms, it's kind of a weird mythology going on in these mm-hmm. movies. But the dog takes care of this granddaughter played by Catherine Prescott. And really, this movie is all about, in addition to all the doggy deaths, so much melodrama, so much emotional manipulation. You've got alcoholism, you've got abusive relationships, you've got cancer, and that's for the humans, not the dogs.
Wow. So you're going to cry.
Yeah.
Right?
This movie is just pounding you over the head with wanting to make you cry.
It's not the feel-good movie of the summer.
No, I mean, it has a feel-good message
okay,
and sort
right,
of resolution eventually, but I think some dog lovers go see these movies and they don't realize how much sadness and death
right,
is here, or people take their families because they're family friendly and they got cute dogs in them.
Right.
And there's, you know, there's jokes about dog poop and so on.
Are you
and
a dog guy?
I'm really not.
Me neither.
So I will say, if you are a dog person, you probably have a higher tolerance for this movie than I did. But
right,
again, you also might not want to go see so much tragedy
mm-hmm.
of these dogs. And these movies are just so cloying, and the narration is really irritating, and it's just pushing your buttons so hard that I can't really recommend it.
I'm not feeling Josh dishing out a lot of stars on this one.
No, it's not. I will say it's not as terrible as A Dog's Way Home, which was just the bottom of the barrel for right, these movies. It's there's some decent acting, Dennis Quaid, Catherine Prescott, but it's not very good.
So so what you're saying is if you haven't seen Endgame yet.
Yeah, you know, check. Although there's a lot of death and sadness in Endgame,
too.
All
right.
So, and it's twice as long as this one.
Right,
so,
yeah. So, okay.
Yeah, but no, I liked Endgame. So definitely see that before you see A Dog's Journey.
Josh, good to see you, man. Thanks for stopping in. We can hit the website at Josh Bell Hates Everything. And where else?
You can check me out on Twitter at Signal Bleed and on Facebook also at Josh Bell Hates Everything.
Josh, good to see you, man.
Good to be here.
Thanks for coming in. Thanks for listening. This is Highway Radio.